Leslie Nichol.
I knew. Noel wanted me. He could see me. As I came down onto the stage, everything else was a blur. All I could see was Noel, and I tell you, I'm sure even just for that moment, all he could see was me. But he's a pro, is Noel. You don't do years on Swap Shop and the house party and not know how to handle a situation. I leapt into his arms. He was smaller than I thought up close, but very firm. Oh, yes, taut. He was in a lovely purple and green shirt tucked into belted blue jeans. Very neat, very neat. Oh, I like that in a man. Oh, he smelt lovely. I don't know what it was, but I bet it wasn't cheap. He was pure class, and there he was for me. Me, Invisible Barbara.
A trip to see Mam at Weston. I sit in the dining room of the home while they locate her coat. Two old ladies are waiting for their lunch, which won't happen for at least another hour. "It went through my mind it was pineapple," says one, "but I wouldn't swear to it." "You have to watch here," says the other, pointing to an empty place. "She'll have all the bread." Mam's memory has almost gone, leaving her suffused with a general benevolence. "I've always liked you," she says to one of the other residents, and plants a kiss on her slightly startled cheek. It's a beautiful day, and we walk on the sands. "Has Gordon been to see you?" I ask. "Oh, yes," she says happily. "Though I'm saying he has. I don't know who he is." "Do you know who I am?" She peers at me. "Oh, yes. You're my daughter, aren't you?" "And what's my name?" "Now then." And she laughs, as if this is not information any reasonable person could expect her to have. But it doesn't distress her, so it doesn't distress me. We have our sandwiches on a hill outside Weston with a vast view over Somerset. She wants to say, "What a grand view," but her words are going too. "Oh," she exclaims, "what a big lot of about!"